And Jesus said to the 12, "A disciple is not above the teacher, nor a slave above the master. It is enough for the disciple to be like the teacher and the slave like the master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more will they malign those of his household? So have no fear of them, for nothing is covered up that will not be uncovered, and nothing secret that will not become known. What I say to you in the dark, tell in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim from the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father, and even the hairs of your head are all counted. Do not be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows. Everyone, therefore, acknowledges me before others, I also will acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever denies me before others, I also will deny before my Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And one's foes will be members of one's own household. Whoever loves the father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves the son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Those who find their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please have a seat, and if I have all my Vacation Bible School peoples, come on up. We had so many, We had so many fun things this week, a lot of good crafts, a lot of good time. I'm going to have you guys stand right down here, because the first song we sing has bouncing in it. And my fear is that we'll be bouncing down the stairs. So we're going to stand right on the main floor there, guys. Don't stand on the steps, okay? Our accompanist this week, our song leader, was actually my sister, Lisa. And she couldn't be here today, and so I'm going to have to play the guitar like Lisa did. But I'll try to play the guitar like Lisa did. She looks a lot better than I do, though, doesn't she? So we're going to do a couple of songs. What did you like this week at Vacation Bible School? Anybody want to say? The Bounce song, which is a song we're going to do. If you feel so inclined, please stand and bounce at the appropriate time.
Do you want me to hold that for you?
No, this is, I will make this work.
Okay.
I played bass this week, bass guitar. So my sister plays and sings and leads everybody, and I stand on the side going... I don't have to learn any words or anything, so these guys all know the words better than I do, so I need the words right in front of me. You guys know the song better than I do. But we got to show them how it works, right? Your everlasting love. What do we do during that part? Your everlasting love. So everlasting love is higher, higher, higher than the sky, right? Your everlasting love is higher. You should be doing this. So I see you've got your baby with you. Your everlasting love is higher, higher, higher than the sky. The wonder of your love. You guys remember that part? The wonder of your love. What was it? Wonder of your love. Your everlasting love is, and then we bounce, right? And then the second verse is, your everlasting love is deeper, deeper than the sea. And the third verse is, your everlasting love is reaching out to me, right? Okay, we're going to try this. And I'll try not to just play the bass part, because that'll be really boring. Ready? Your everlasting love is higher, higher, higher than the sky. Your everlasting love is higher, Higher, higher than the sky. Higher than the sky. Oh, the wonders of the everlasting love is higher than the bounce, 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 bounce. Your everlasting love is deeper. Ready? Your everlasting love is deeper, deeper, deeper than the sea. Your everlasting love is deeper, deeper, deeper than the sea. Deeper than the sea. Your everlasting love is higher than the bounce. Bounce, bounce, bounce. Your everlasting love is reaching. Your everlasting love is reaching, reaching, reaching out to me. Your everlasting love is reaching, reaching, reaching out to me. Reaching out to me. The wild wonders of your everlasting love is higher than the bounce. Just do that much of that song, okay? Good job. So that was one of the songs we did. We did that song because of the part about deeper than the ocean. And the first day we talked about sea animals. And so we talked about the ocean in that song. That was our little tie-in with that particular song. The other song we're going to do is the dip song. Yeah, right? So... and we're going to have them help, okay? So I need all the guys. You guys ready? It goes like this. Just the guys. Dip, dip, di-di-dip, dip, di-di-dip, dip, di-di-dip, di-dip, di-dip, dip, dip, di-di-dip, dip. Dip, dip, dip. Ladies. Now the guys and the girls together. Dip, 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 dip. Dip, dip, a dip, dip, a dip, dip, dip. Here we go, the verse. Who put the grace in the great, 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 great grace? Who put the faith in the faith, 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 faith? Who put the love in the love, the love, the love? Who put the hope in the hope, 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 hope? Who was that man? I'd like to shake his hand. He gave me life and he died for you and me. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Guys, again. Dip, dip, but girls. Woo. You got it? A little louder, guys. Dip. I need some low bass, guys. Really low. Dip. Here we go. Who put the grace in the great, 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 great? Who put the faith in the faith? Now, are you guys getting the hand movements here? Everybody stand up. Stand up. So show them, Don, because Don knows. So it's who put the faith in the faith, the faith, faith, faith? Who put the in the, I can't remember the words. Yeah, okay. Who put the hope in the hope, 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 hope? Who put the in something? I'll get the words. You guys get the hand movements. Okay, here we go. Who put the grace in the great, 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 great grace? Who put the faith in the faith, 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 faith? Who put the love in the la, 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 la? Who put the hope in the hope, 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 hope? Who was that man? I'd like to shake his hand.
He gave me life and he died for you and me. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Back to the dips. Here we go. Dip, 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 dip.
One more time for the who put the grace. Here we go.
Who put the grace in the great, 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 great grace? Who put the faith in the faith, 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 faith? Who put the love in the love, 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 love? Who put the in the hope, oh, hope, oh, hope? Who was that man? I'd like to shake his hand. He gave me, then he died.
Now, ladies, you're the dips. Ready? Here we go, ladies.
Dip, dip, dee-dee-dip, dip, dee-dee-dip, dip, dee-dee-dip.
Doing good, ladies.
Dip, dip, dee-dee-dip, dip.
You know what that means for you guys, right? Guys, we're the oohs. Here we go.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Everybody, please, you guys go ahead and sit here. So, we're going to talk a little bit about Vacation Bible School. What did you guys think this week? Good? So tell me something that you heard in Vacation Bible School. You're like, oh, I like that. That's a pretty good thing. So what were some things that you learned in Vacation Bible School this week? Anything? The what? The what upside down? Oh.
Oh.
Little how we see upside down. What else did you learn in Vacation Bible School this week? Anything? So who made all the creatures? We learned that. God made all the creatures. And is there anything else God made beside the creatures? Like the bugs? Who? And what do you think about that? Pretty amazing, isn't it? The way God made us. And that was our really big point this week. It's not only did God make all the creatures, all God's creatures, yet you had a bug friend? Now, during the week, did anybody... Two of them, okay. A ladybug friend and a box elder friend. Buggy is the ladybug. And the box elder's name is Boxy. And who made those bugs? God. God made those bugs. All keeps coming back to that. So I'd like to thank you guys for coming to Vacation Bible School this week. Was there any other visitors we had during the week? You know, somebody made birdhouses. Do you remember that? Did somebody help you with those birdhouses? Who helped you with you know that? Oh, your dad did, right? So we really appreciate the help. Made real birdhouses that then go hang out in the tree and apparently have some bird friends, too. So, and ladybug and box elder friends as well. So I'd like you guys to stand up. And I'd like you guys to run to somebody who was at Vacation Bible School who helped you and give them a hug and thank them. And then run back to your parents and give them a hug for taking you to Vacation Bible School. Go ahead. Yeah? What? Somebody else then. Okay. You're welcome. No, we're going to sit back down now. Thanks, though. Of course, this means the sermon will be very short. But more than one reason to like Vacation Bible School. We did have a great week. It was a lot of fun. Did a lot of singing. Did a lot of learning. Did a lot of thanking God. Oh, I forgot to do my prayer with them, but that's okay. When you go home, if you don't pray often with your children, they will love a prayer that's call and response. And you just say, we're going to do a prayer, and you repeat after me. And then you say, dear God, and they'll say, dear God. And you say, thank you, and they'll say, thank you. For everything. For everything. Whatever you tell them, they'll repeat right back to you. And it's a great way for you to pray with your kids if you don't do something like that already. Other prayers like we've learned, now I lay me down to sleep, all those are great prayers. But sometimes a prayer from a parent that helps lead their young person just through a thank you prayer can be a really, really wonderful and powerful thing for your family. And that's the way we prayed all week long. And when you get to the end, you say, in Jesus' name, you guys know the rest, we pray and play. Amen. All right? So we had a blast at Vacation Bible School this week. So on to our text, which has nothing to do with our Vacation Bible School, or does it? It was funny because I had received from Dawn the curriculum that she'd put together for Vacation Bible School, and as I read through the verses, I was like, wow, that one verse for the birds sounds really familiar. Did you line that, or did it just happen that way? I think it just happened that way, yeah. So this week's text has one of the verses that we use for Vacation Bible School. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny, yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. Just reminding us that God's got his eye on the sparrow. Sounds like a song. It is. Right? And if God's got his eye on the sparrow, how much more does God have God's eye on you? And how much more important are you? Even the hairs on your head are all counted. So do not be afraid. You'll see in the bulletin today that my sermon title is God First. And that's a good thing for us to reflect on with this text, especially today. It's not always that we have our kind of stewardship time of the year when we talk about our time, our talents, and our treasures. But that theme of what it is that we are in relationship with God with, including our time, our talent, and our treasures, is a year-long way for us to be in relationship with God, remembering those things. And so in today's text today, we definitely hear that idea of God first. Most times, most people, this is not unusual, think about all the bills they have to pay for the week and make sure those bills get paid. And they think about all the food they need to purchase and make sure that the food gets purchased. And think about all the things they need to do with their family and make sure those things get done. And then they think about what God should have. God is almost always last in that equation. I know growing up with my family, that's the way I thought about things. I thought about this idea that, I have things, responsibilities, treasures that God has given me, so I need to take care of those things first, because that's honoring God, right? And we forget that it's God first. It's the hardest thing for us to think about, the lesson of the first fruits. And part of the reason that we don't think about God first is because of fear. And this text today addresses that. So do not be afraid. You are of more value, because he just talked about the sparrows. You are of more value than many sparrows. Which sounds pretty good to me. In our relationship with God, you are more valuable than many sparrows. And maybe that's why God should be first. The truth is that our society preaches to us pretty continually that you should be afraid. That there are things that you need to be afraid of. Most of the times, society tells us to be afraid of things like you're not driving the right car, you're not wearing the right clothes, you should be afraid that you are not as popular as you should be. And if you drive the right car, and if you wear the right clothes, and if you eat the right food, and on and on and on, you'll be a better person. So you should be afraid if you're not getting all of those things. And God says in our text today, Christ says to us, do not be afraid. And that's something we hear continually from our Gospels. Our song that we're going to sing in a second reminds us of the scripture, do not be afraid, little flock, for it's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. So as I thought about the text today and I thought about those things, I wanted to remind us all that we should not be afraid, that God knows every hair on your head, and that you're more important than many sparrows to God. And then Christ talks about in this passage today something that's really disturbing. It's really hard for us to hear. Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace to the earth, but a sword. And then Christ is very specific. He's not slaying the enemy with this sword. Christ is revealing to us that he is dividing households with that sword. I've come to set man against father and daughter against mother, and a daughter-in-law against mother-in-law, which isn't that hard. But there's this definite understanding that we get from the text today that if you thought that Jesus was going to come down like a dove and fix everything and be all lovey-dovey with, you know, that's not what Christ is saying. Christ is saying, specifically, the things that I'm bringing to you, this idea of loving each other, which will lead to peace, is going to be really hard for people. Because we don't intrinsically want to do it. We'd much rather be in conflict with each other most of the time. But it is the peace of Christ that leads us to the type of peace that can help sustain us forever. So Christ is very specific. The kind of peace that I'm talking about, the kind of peace that is sustaining, the kind of peace that will carry us into a peaceful place is the same kind of peace that scares people. Because it feels like I can't have this fear that I've come accustomed to. And you want me to love other people when all this time TV is telling me that I'm supposed to drive the better car. I'm supposed to wear the better clothes. I'm supposed to eat the better food. And that's the sword that Christ is talking about and that will divide us. Because there are those of us who continue to fall in the trap of being swayed in what it is that we do each day by what television or what media tells us is the most important thing, which is not what Christ tells us is the most important thing. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever does not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me. It's pretty clear that Christ is saying, Christ first, God first. That's the way it works. And it's a really difficult thing for us to accept sometimes. Because we like our lives, and we like them to be comfortable. But Christ says those who find their life will lose it. And those who lose their life for my sake will find it. And so I'm leaving you with a story. And this story is about a pastor who was missing a particular person from his congregation. And so he called this fella up and said, you know, I haven't seen you coming to church for a while now, and I'm a little bit worried about the fact that you're not coming to church anymore. And the guy said, well, you know, pastor, I appreciate your call, but, you know, I feel like I'm pretty connected to God. You know, I love Jesus. You know, Jesus and I are just fine. I pray. I don't think I need to come to church. The pastor said, can I ask you why? And he said, well, I'm bored of church. I'm just bored. bored of the whole thing. And the pastor said, well, let me ask you, you said you love Jesus. And the fellow said, yeah, I do, I love Jesus. He said, would you die for Jesus? And the guy said, yeah, absolutely. I would die for Jesus. And the pastor said, do you think you could come to church for an hour each week and be bored for Jesus? And so we pray. Good and gracious God, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who gives us such challenging words today that reframe for us what's important in our lives. And Lord, we know it's your Son, Jesus Christ. Help us to keep our eye on Jesus. And help us let Jesus lead us to you. We ask that you would help push away those things that draw us away from you, Lord. It's in Jesus Christ's name that we pray. Amen.